see the icon piece? Really cool. So cool.
Ow!
Watch it.
Sorry. Of course, the guy cosplaying as a supervillain cuts me in line.
You got something to say, Pipsqueak?
Nope. Nothing at all.
Because I'm pretty sure I heard. Get your hands off of me!
Hey, you got a problem?
Yeah, Captain Obvious. This kid was mouthing off at me.
First of all, I'm 32. And he's not Captain Obvious. He's very clearly Captain Stonewall. Great costume, by the way.
Thank you.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, Mr. Misanthropio. In fact, you can help everyone who's been waiting patiently by going to the back of the line.
What do you care? You're still in front of me.
Dude, this is not a battle you're going to win.
Just like every battle Mr. Misanthropio's ever fought.
Not that it's any of your business, but I happen to be a VIP. I work for Vertex Comics.
Well, you know, you're not a very good liar.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you are. You know how I know? I actually work for Vertex. Okay, now get lost or I'll call security and have them remove you. Very important pretender.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's right. Skulk away. Back to your man cave of hatred.
That might be the sickest burn I've seen since Daenerys charred King's Landing.
Rest in peace, Khaleesi. They did her so wrong, though.
Right? So, do you really work for Vertex?
No, but don't worry. I'm a credible Hulk. I used to work for them once upon a time.
No way. You were an artist at Vertex Comics? Is that your portfolio?
Yeah. I'm hoping to show my work to some publishers on the exhibition floor and pick up a gig or two.
You got any sketches of new characters you want to show me in there?
Maybe. If you play your cards right.
I'm Marcus, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Marcus. My civilian identity is Jamal.
Well, thanks for sticking up for me, Jamal.
You're welcome. You know, you should try to speak up for yourself more.
I guess that means I should probably tell you, you've been standing on my cape for the past minute.
Oh, my bad. I love your Dr. Mattachine costume. Although, I should probably tell you he wears a cloak, not a cape.
Really? What's the difference?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I just know that it's not the kind of note you would want to receive from the head illustrator 2 hours before a panel deadline.
So you must know some of the artists up there, right?
Yeah, a few.
Okay, so what's the tea?
Look, they're opening the doors, so why don't we sit together and I'll spill.
Absolutely. Oh, we better hustle if we want good seats.
I haven't actually tried sitting down in this outfit yet. Hopefully the spandex doesn't rip. That would not be a good look.
Or maybe it would be? What did you think of the panel, you know, as an artist?
That was a lot of talent on one stage, man. I'm not gonna lie, they kind of gave me a little case of imposter syndrome.
You are wearing a mask.
True. I guess it was also kind of motivating, listening to Kelly. Her work basically inspired me to become an artist.
She's such a glamazon. I met her at a signing at Comics Mania.
Comics Mania in Santa Barbara? That's my local comic shop.
No way! I live like 2 miles down the road from there.
I can't believe we've never run into each other.
Maybe we have and we just don't remember?
Trust me. I would have remembered you.
Maybe we can get together when we're back in the real world. Grab dinner sometime?
Why wait? Let's eat now.
You know any good places around here?
Excuse me, Captain Stonewall?
That's me. Truth, justice, and the American gay.
Oh my god, you two are just winning the cosplay game so hard. I absolutely must get a pic of you guys for the gram.
Okay, sure thing.
Oh, could you get us at a higher angle? A little higher?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Ooh, so many good options. Oh, Captain Stonewall and Dr. Mattachine have like the most epic romance in all of comics.
They do make a pretty cute couple.
And so do you guys.
So, how about that?
Wait, where's my portfolio?
It's gotta be here somewhere. It's not like it got zapped by the Vanisher.
No, this isn't a joke. It's a folder filled with my work. Where's my portfolio?
There has to be some sort of reasonable explanation for this.
Yeah. Reasonably, someone just stole it. I can't believe it.
It's gonna be okay. Let's go talk to security. I'm sure they can help us find it.
You've never actually talked to security here, have you?
No. Why?
Hold on. I'm confused. Let's start over. What did he look like?
No, we didn't see a guy.
So she was a girl. She was a she.
No, we already told you we didn't see the thief. We didn't see anyone.
Were there any distinguishing markings or features of this alleged portfolio?
Yes, it had a bright red logo for Vertex Comics on one side.
Yeah, I'm not familiar. I'll be real with you. Something about your story just isn't adding up for me.
Can you please just put out, I don't know, like an APB or an Amber Alert or whatever you do in this situation? This is kind of an emergency.
Are you telling me how to do my job, young man? I didn't work my butt off and put myself through those 6 hours of security guard certification to be disrespected by a couple of boys in tights.
Erica, that's a beautiful name.
Officer Erica.
Of course. Officer Erica. Look, we appreciate how stressful it must be to have the safety and well-being of the entire Comic-Con weighing on your shoulders. But do you think you could do us a favor and maybe just check the lost and found?
Okay, but only because you're so pretty.
She's not wrong.
Oh, thanks.
Yep, you see it in there?
There is literally nothing in that box.
Didn't need x-ray vision to see that, did ya? I guess I don't know where it is then.
Thanks for nothing. What a waste of time.
What the hell am I gonna do?
I know it sucks, but you can just draw it all again, right? It must still be in your mind's eye.
You don't understand. My career's been going through a dry spell. Like midday on Tatooine dry.
What the hell's a Tatooine-y?
Tatooine, desert planet, orbits twin suns, home of Luke Skywalker, the most famous planet in the Star Wars universe. Come on.
I've never seen a Star War.
You're just trolling us now, aren't you?
Let's get out of here, Marcus.
Get your spandex booty back here, Captain. You're too talented to give up now.
And how do you know I'm talented? You haven't even seen my work yet.
I can just tell. From your aura. Kind of like Dr. Mattachine. We gotta think. What would Captain Stonewall and Dr. Mattachine do?
Punch some bad guys.
Okay, yes, obviously. But, well, they're not just superheroes, they're detectives too.
Okay, what are you saying?
I'm gonna track down your portfolio.
No, you should just enjoy the rest of the con. You paid to be here.
There's nothing I'd rather be doing than helping you find justice. Or at least your portfolio. Besides, I wanna see your character designs.
All right. I'll follow your lead, Veronica Mars. Officer Erica, thank God you're here.
Oh, you. What now?
You gotta come quick. They're like three kids, like dueling each other on the 3D printed swords.
How did they get in the 3D printer again? I better handle this. I can't afford to have another one of those nerds get their eyes poked out under my watch.
Yeah, good luck. Marcus, she's gone.
If this whole comic book artist career doesn't work out, you should really consider becoming the next 007.
I can't believe that worked.
Bingo! See? The security monitors are right back there. Now we've got eyes everywhere.
I've got to admit, you're pretty good at this.
Let's see. The D&D stuff is all the way on the other side of the convention center, so that should buy us at least 10 minutes of surveillance time.
It's kind of hard to see on these black and white monitors. I just don't know how we're ever going to find my portfolio.
If I find it, will you buy me dinner?
What? Like a date?
If you play your cards right.
Okay, then.
Then you better get your wallet ready because I think I found it.
What? Where?
Right over there. Follow me. Coming through. Excuse me. Clearing the way.
No, wait, Marcus, stop.
Give me that.
Excuse me? What do you think you're doing?
Marcus, that's not mine. See? The Vertex logo on it is blue and...
Yours is red. Right. crap.
Jamal, you know this unstable creature?
Hi, Reggie.
You two know each other?
Yeah, he's my
former employer.
So I'm guessing I've made a horrible mistake?
I have to say, I'm surprised to see you here, Jamal. I heard you were back at your old telemarketing job. Probably a more suitable fit for your level of talent.
For your information, Jamal's the most talented artist at this convention. He's been getting lots of attention. Tons.
Yeah, likely story. Always a pleasure, Jamal.
Wait, Jamal, where are you going?
Coming here was a huge mistake. Look, you wanted to hear the tea about artists at Vertex? Well, here's mine. Reggie and I were rivals in art school and both got gigs at Vertex. But when I started getting more work, he got jealous. Then he snagged a promotion and became my manager and fired me.
What? That's so messed up.
You know what? I just think it's time I face the facts. It's over.
What? No. No, you can't give up. We can still find your portfolio.
It doesn't matter. I'm finished as an artist. Some dreams just don't come true. It's fine.
We can still get dinner if you want. My treat?
Thanks. I'm not really in the mood. I'm just going to head back to the hotel and pack up. I'll see you around, Marcus.
Why do I always make a mess of everything? This is worse than the time I tried to get that old lady's pet lemur off her roof and she had to call the fire department to come save me. Really, dude? You just knocked right into me.
Then maybe you should watch where you're going, dweeb.
Mr. Misanthropio?
You want an autograph or something?
That's a Vertex portfolio you have there, isn't it?
Get lost.
No way! You almost ruined someone's life today. Give me that.
Hey! Give me that!
Me?
Stupid!
See it! I knew it! It has a red Vertex logo, you dirty thief!
Whoa, is that Chris Hemsworth over there?
Thor? Where?
Sucker.
Stop!
Stupid! Hey, Julie! Get off of me, freak!
You're made, Missy. Oh no, Jamal's sketches!
Oh, here, let me help. Wow, this art is...
freaking brilliant.
Not too humble, are you?
Oh, they aren't mine. I promise I'm not like an egomaniac or whatever. These are his.
Did you actually find my portfolio this time? Or did you just accost another random stranger?
Very funny. Here's the proof.
So, you're the artist?
I'm not sure anymore.
Cryptic. And moody. Kind of like your work. It's so stylized, almost verging on abstraction. I'm obsessed.
Isn't this the lady who took our picture earlier? Why is she talking like an art dealer?
Because I have an eye for talent. You have to when you're a publisher in comics. Take my car?
He would love to.
Give my bat phone a ring sometime. We should set up a meeting.
I definitely will. Thank you. This is incredible. You're literally my hero, Marcus.
All in a day's work for the world's finest detective. And since I'm speaking up for myself more these days, you do owe me that dinner.
I guess I do. Look, I'm sorry I shut down earlier. I just...
It's a date, then.
Wow.
Oh, no. Did I misread that?
No, not at all.
Well, there's more where that came from. But I need something to get in my stomach soon.
You wouldn't like me when I'm hangry.
Whoa. Yeah, that's right. You've been fighting crime on an empty stomach like this the whole time.
You're worth fighting for.
You mind if I change out of this spandex first?
Are you inviting me up to your room, Captain Stonewall?
I guess you played your cards right, Dr. Mattachine.